This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sitting with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and spending with us. We got so much going on. First, though, I am sorry, some of you will hang up at this point. I don't know about you guys, but I am not celebrating Indigenous, Historical, Original American Whatever day. I'm celebrating the day that an Italian made a wrong turn, and now for the next 200 plus years we celebrate it. Take a listen.
In 1492, three ships sailed out to sea, the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest you could hear Luigi say, Jamaica, Columbus, turn the ship around.
Hey, no kidding, right? Can you imagine? If we know where we're going. Should I go that way? No, I should go that way.
Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around.
All right, come on. We're going to have some fun on the show, right? I mean, if we're not having any fun, I don't want to do it. You got to have a little lightheartedness with it. And I love all the nut jobs out there. Oh, yeah, you can't celebrate Christopher Columbus Day. He was he killed millions of Americans, Native Americans, excuse me. And so, therefore, we can't celebrate what he did. Well, you know, if you think about how asinine part of this is, he made a mistake. Right? I mean, he made the wrong... He was looking for India. He was looking for spices and all that other stuff. No way. And, you know, this... And there's still questions as to whether he really ever made it to, quote-unquote, North America. Right? And who was here first? Was it the Vikings or the... You know, I love all these people that are so hell-bent. Excuse me. Did I say hell... Hell-bent on, you know, you guys probably missed that before. Anyway, he's so hell-bent on making sure that history is exactly right, right? Making sure that everything in history is exactly right. How Republicans were really Democrats, and Democrats were all this other crazy stuff. I mean, you're all stuck up in all this. If you want to make sure history's right, then make sure your political history's right. Make sure your history behind why when the country was founded, really, that our founding fathers weren't just foo-foo deists, that they really didn't, you know, whatever, yeah, it's a god, it's a higher being, it's a whatever. I mean, for a bunch of deists, they sure wrote about a whole bunch about Jesus in their personal letters. Hey, I don't know if you guys could see this. I'll try to hold them up. Watch this, they're going to fall right off the side of the thing here. I may have no pants on, so I can't get up. Hey, so... You guys can see this? If you're on camera, you can see this. If you don't, I got me a... What are these things? Oh, yeah. It's a donkey, or as I refer to a jackass. It's a proper term. And an elefante. And somebody sent me these. They didn't send a return address. They didn't tell me who they were. And I'm going to put them up here. We'll find a proper place for them. And it says, "Dear Joe and Tammy, these guys want to hang out on your desk and represent their inappropriate parties." They're both huge fans. Hey, thank you. I don't know who sent that. You didn't put a name on it, but you don't know how much I appreciate stuff like this. So I will put those up during the break, and I do appreciate what you're doing here. So anyhow, we've got, like I said, we're going to talk to Senator Ted Harvey after the first break. He is the chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC, and I'm believing we can still stop her. I'm believing, after hearing some people, where they're at, what they understand the world to be, what they understand, I know I can't do this whole thing, but I'm going to try. Okay? Here is the general populace, the general person in the street on Columbus Day. Take a listen.
Who discovered America?
Abraham Lincoln.
Who discovered America?
Wasn't that Christopher Columbus?
Yay! Abraham Lincoln? And by the way, this is Jesse Waters. You know that from the O'Reilly Factor. But when I heard this, I said, okay, I got to play this.
The Indians, the Native Americans,
they say Christopher Columbus, but it was named after Amerigo Vespucci, who had initially found the continent.
Okay.
What was the ship that Lincoln came to America on?
Maybe America.
The America?
Yeah.
That was the name of the ship?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the ship's name was America.
I think you might be onto something.
The ship's name was America, came to find America, and found Mr. Lincoln found America. I'm telling you, this isn't just the schools. This is the parents. I've been through this with you guys before. These are the aunts and uncles, the parents, the whoever. Get on those kids. Get on your nieces and nephews, your granddaughters, your grandsons, your sons, your daughters.
Did Lincoln free the slaves before or after he discovered America?
After he discovered America.
Who do you think got here first?
Probably the Vikings.
So you think the Vikings got here first, but Christopher Columbus has better PR?
I don't know. I thought I can be.
Yeah, I know. She's worried about being a better PR. Right. There you go. And if you saw the video, she looks a tad confused. No wonder.
Tricked.
What was the Indian tribe that discovered America?
Cherokee. Only thing I know, the Cherokees, the Sequoias, and the Iroquois.
Iroquois?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to do the rest of this on the other side of the break. And I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, don't go far because I can tell you, Senator Ted Harvey joins me, chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Thank you, sir.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Listen, we head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And you can find out if the show is on in the station in your area. If it's not, you need, how many times do I have to tell you? You need to call the station and say, what's wrong with you people? How come we don't carry this show? And that's how we get on those stations. So always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room. And those of you that are Facebook aficionados, I appreciate you being there as well and following the Facebook feed. When let me bring him on first, and then let me finish up. I've asked Senator Ted Harvey to join me today. He's the chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC. Senator, thanks for being with me today.
You bet. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna waste a minute of your time because I want you to hear. See, I have this thing, this segment. I used to call it "And They Vote." And you hear where people are at. Now, Columbus Day, I know some people are offended by Columbus Day, and here's what I'm going to say to them. If you're offended by Columbus Day, it has to be because he's Italian. And since I come from Italian descent, I'm an American, I love America, but I come from Italian descent, that means that you must hate me, and I'm going to take that as a great offense. But so we have, you know, Christopher Columbus Day. This is an Italian guy makes a wrong turn, ends up in the wrong place. We celebrate it for well over 200 years. But anyway, but people not knowing. We have people who think that Abraham Lincoln discovered America. We have people. It's just amazing to me. So this is what scares me. And then you're going to explain to me how with these people roaming the streets, we're still going to beat Hillary. Take a listen to this.
Is your Native American?
Not at all. You have to forgive to live.
Tell me how Columbus got here.
One of them raftings, right?
Now, when Columbus got here, where did he land, do you think?
He landed in Manhattan Island.
What did he do when he got to the island of Manhattan?
He formed a colony.
Where did Columbus land when he touched?
Apparently, we've not taught history in school. At least with the ages of some of these people since back to 1951.
Down.
New York.
More south.
Boston.
Now, where did he land when he arrived?
California.
California. That explains it. That really explains. Yeah, wait, we're not done yet. Oh, this is good. Don't have any liquid in your mouth. Seriously, Senator.
When he got to California, what was the first thing that he did?
He put down his flag and declared it.
What year around did Columbus arrive?
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in something 1562, I don't know.
It was like 1692.
What year did...
Okay, I can't take any more of this. But, you know, I mean, we've got people that don't understand our history, don't know when we got our independence, don't know who we got it from. I play these kind of clips on a regular basis just so I don't feel so stupid. You know, I got to tell you, Senator, I don't have as much hope as probably you do. You know? So explain to us what the, first of all, thanks for being with me today, and explain to my people what the Stop Hillary PAC is.
Well, on that note, we started the Stop Hillary PAC before Hillary even announced her candidacy for president, because we knew that, one, she would run. Two, that the Democrat Party and the mainstream media would do everything they possibly could to whitewash the 40 years of corruption that has followed Bill and Hillary Clinton throughout their entire public life. And three, we also knew that the Republican Party would never be aggressive and bring out all of those issues, and they would allow the Democrats to define whoever the Republican candidate was, and the Republican candidate would be back on the heels and would be totally on the defensive the entire time. So we wanted to bring an organization forward that would raise money, that would build an army of patriots across America, that would rise up and fight back against the liberal machine, the Clinton political machine that is out there, and define Hillary Clinton for who she is, and get her back on her heels and make her be defensive about where she and Bill and Obama want to take this country. And when we started that, we never would have ever guessed that it would have blossomed into what it has. We have probably 2.5 million people across the country who are signed up to be on our email list that get information from us every day, that have contributed millions and millions of dollars to put our commercials on the air.
Wow.
And we are having a significant impact on the Benghazi hearings. We're having a significant impact on the elections. And I'm proud to say that I think we are the largest organization on the right that is taking the fight directly to Hillary Clinton to make sure that she never steps foot in the White House again.
Yeah, and we do. It's very obvious that we need to take it directly to her. She doesn't do well with it. She doesn't do well when she's, you know, hit head on with anything. Hey, I want to welcome Troy from Texas and Bill from New York City onto the feed. Now, Senator, let me play your commercial. And, you know, if I have to explain some of it, I'd love to. But this is a great commercial that you've got out there from the Stop Hillary PAC. Hold on.
Dear Hillary Clinton, I'd like to ask you why you ignored calls for help in Benghazi, and then 4 Americans were murdered.
I'd like to know why you lied, saying the attack was a response to an internet video.
I'd like to hear why you tried to silence the Benghazi whistleblower.
But Mrs. Clinton, I can't. What difference does it make?
And the ad ends with the tombstone of Chris Stevens.
And what those pictures were each time they brought up that one of those lines was a picture of one of the four people that were murdered that day in Benghazi. It's a pretty powerful commercial.
It is. And you know what? If we let's talk about Donald's unconventional way of running a campaign. You and I were kind of talking before we came on the air, and I said, you know, I love what he's doing. I love it's making our people uncomfortable. I love that it's making Republicans crazy. I love the fact that he doesn't become politically correct. He sat those four women that Bill Clinton raped and sexually assaulted, and everybody, even our people, are up in arms that he did it. We've got a real problem here.
Well, it's tough for me because, like we were saying when we were offline, I ran Rand Paul's campaign in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. When he dropped out, I helped get every single delegate in Colorado elected to support Ted Cruz. And then when Trump won the nomination, I run the Stop Hillary PAC. My number one goal is to make sure that Hillary doesn't become president of the United States. Trump is the mechanism, the tool for us to be able to achieve that objective. And so we immediately endorse Trump, and we are wanting to do everything we can to make sure that he wins. But it puts me in an awkward position because I do believe that he's an incredibly flawed individual. But on the other hand, I think the Republican Party is even more flawed. And you watch the way the leaders are just tying themselves into knots to try to appease their big money people, their politically correct.
Hey, Senator, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
I know. Don't you love it? always when we get into the meat. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got a lot that I want to cover with the senator here tonight in just a couple of minutes, but I want to welcome Louise from the Philippines. I love it. I think that's great. Also, Ann from Michigan and Sabra from Texas, thanks so much for being with us tonight, paying attention and being part of the conversation. I've asked Senator Ted Harvey to join me. He is the chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC program, and Senator, thanks for being with me tonight.
You bet.
You know, you got a lot more faith. Yeah. after playing that clip, I don't know if you threw a few back during a commercial or not, but after playing that clip, you know, I sit here and think to myself, we're not an informed electorate. We're dangerous to ourselves because we're not an informed electorate. I mean, you're standing on fact. Your commercials are based on fact. I've hit your website. It's based on fact. Apparently, unless your fact is that Abraham Lincoln discovered America, facts don't work.
Well, I do believe that we are at a tipping point in American history. I do believe that if we don't keep Hillary out of the White House, that we are very close to losing everything that men and women have fought for over the last 250 some odd years to give us the freedoms and the liberties that we have and the Constitution that we have and the interpretation of the Constitution that we have. And I think if Hillary gets elected, she's going to appoint Supreme Court justices to replace Scalia, one, and then probably two or three other justices that will impact not just America during Hillary's term for 4 or 8 years, but for generations. And that is why I am dedicating so much of my life to making sure that we can stop her, because I don't want my kids, you know, 10, 20 years down the road to look at me and say, why didn't you do more to stop it? And that's what I keep telling, you know, listeners all across America. Join the Stop Hillary PAC and give us money and help us get these commercials on the air across the country, because they're going to leave a mark.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a difference. WikiLeaks just came out today with an email from Sidney Blumenthal saying that Stop Hillary PAC is having an impact in this election with their Benghazi commercials. We need to take it seriously. They understand how powerful these commercials are and how damning the issue is for Hillary's campaign.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that's why let's go to the debate, Sunday night's debate, because one of the things that I even said in the first one, one of the problems with Trump is he looks so serious and so nasty most of the time. If he would just stay on fact, if he would just stay, you know, stay with the exact facts of Benghazi, of immigration, you know, of jobs being lost, of our veterans being ignored. If he would just stay on those, her fluff, her talking points wouldn't work, would they?
Well, they didn't last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to make some incredibly direct hits that knocked her off her game, and she could not get back onto her talking points, and they everything she said pretty much fell to the side. Nobody believed what she was saying.
No, and she doesn't look, you know, when I watched that lunch thing, one of the things that they said, even the ones that were leaning towards Hillary, the biggest problem she has is she doesn't look genuine. She looks disingenuous, cold and detached.
Well, she is cold and detached. During the Benghazi situation, she was asked hundreds of times to have security increased at the mission in Benghazi, and she denied it. And then when she knew it was a terrorist incident, she went out to the American people, to the world, and told them that it wasn't a terrorist incident. It was because of some video. And then she had the gall to stand over the caskets of these four dead, murdered heroes and tell their families that it wasn't a terrorist incident. She is detached from reality, and it's just total and complete cold-blooded power is all she is seeking. And she will do and say whatever she has to in order to achieve her number one goal of her entire life, which she's been working for 40 years, is to make sure that she's the first female president of the United States. Yeah. Doesn't matter what comes in between her and that.
Yeah, she wants to be the royalty. She wants to be our royalty, if you would. Her husband, her daughter, she really sees this whole country as hers, as her playground, as her... All right, so what did you think of last night's debate? Give me your thoughts on what took place and what Trump could have done better.
Not much.
Really?
I think it was the most exceptional display of a comeback of Houdini that I've ever seen in American politics. I think most everybody in the political world on Saturday morning said Trump's done with. There's no way he can overcome this. And then to see him have a press conference with three people accusing President Clinton of raping them, and then having the other lady who was raped when she was 12 that Hillary defended her rapist in a press conference, I think most political pundits said that's just crazy. And then to have them on the debate floor as Trump's guest, I was like, oh my gosh, this is just going to end terribly. And Trump handled that situation so masterfully. He made all of us look silly, and he looked like a genius because he was totally able to turn what was the worst PR episode that any candidate's ever had since Gary Hart on its head and make Hillary Clinton be who she is, which is an enabler of Bill Clinton, who is has been accused of rape on multiple occasions, and obviously with Monica Lewinsky, you know, we know where that went. He's been impeached for lying about it. He has lost his law license for lying about it. He's paid, I'm blanking on her name, $850,000, Paula Jones, $850,000 well, in a settlement because of whatever that situation
don't
was.
Don't you love everything
and,
going on? Facebook and social media, everybody said, this was a farce. This was a joke. He was accused. He was convicted of nothing. A lot of these charges were dropped. And I'm saying you're forgetting that little convenient $850,000 that we know about, right? What about all the other settlements that have been made to those women that we don't know about?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So
and so I think it was ingenious. I mean, that's all. The fact that he came out standing up after that debate tells me that he handled the debate masterfully. Could he have done a couple things here and there? Sure. But the fact that he's still standing and is now still a viable candidate, it was more than he could have ever asked for going into that debate.
Senator,
and I would never have guessed that would have went.
What's wrong with our team? What's wrong with our people? What's wrong with, look, it's okay if I've endorsed Trump, it's okay to come out and say, oh, you know what? I don't agree with what he said. What he said was wrong, and it was terrible, and it was disgusting, but he's come out, and he's apologized for it. It was 11 years ago. Do we have forgiveness, or don't we? And then you guys on the left, you forgive everybody before they even say anything, as long as they're on your team. I mean, but our people have come out and said, no, what he said was deplorable, that's it, we're done. I don't understand why we do this. You know, we play Russian roulette with a full revolver.
It just drives me crazy. And you see what Hillary Clinton has done from, and Trump was masterful at this, after she had a subpoena given to her and told not to destroy any evidence, she and the FBI destroyed not only 3,000 emails, but destroyed the computers of her aides and her own, deleted all of the information so nobody could ever bring it back up again. She's covered up all of the scandal between what she did as Secretary of State and blackmailing business people and governments to funnel money into the Clinton Foundation for she and her family's pleasure. And the American people don't know anything about what's going on because they've covered it all up. And she just says, you know, that was just a bad decision on my behalf to use just one email server in my basement. And the press just totally says, okay, she apologized, that's enough. No, that's not enough. This is national security. She released highly classified information to our enemies. The FBI said it is most likely that our enemies did get into her computers and did get into Blumenthal's computers and did get classified information.
Yep.
And the American people and the press just gave it a go because she said, I apologize for this. No, Bill Clinton Trump was talking to somebody. He didn't do it. He was just talking to somebody. She actually compromised American national security, and the press is totally giving her a pass on.
Let's talk about a lot of the passes they're giving her on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest. I've got Senator Ted Harvey on the line with me, and he is the chairman of the Stop Hillary PAC, and you can find it at StopHillaryPAC.org. Senator, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. Great show.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, so let's get, you know, I mean, right back into it. And as far as how do we get our team, how do we get our Republicans, how do we get our conservatives on board with the fact with this is not your dad's debate. This is not your dad's Republican Party. And things have changed. How we get the message out. How strong? No, we've got to be strong to the point and use every means possible to get the measure out, right?
Well, I'm not the biggest Trump fan in the world. Like I said, I worked on Rand's campaign. I worked on Cruz's campaign. But to his credit, Trump is taking the fight directly to Hillary and to her campaign. Every time she tries to take a shot at him, he's blocking it and he's hitting her right in the nose. And no Republican candidate has done that in the past. And the Republican Party needs to realize that if they want to continue to fight to save this republic, the last best hope for mankind, they need to start fighting back too. Because the Democrat Party, as Trump said last night about Hillary, they'll keep fighting. They're not quitters. They will continue to fight and fight and fight and fight. And the Republican Party just says, well, I guess we don't want to be politically incorrect and have people not like us, so we're not going to continue to fight. And there's a reason why Trump is doing so well. It's because he's fighting those tough issues that the Republican Party is afraid of because they want to be politically correct. And immigration is the number one reason that I look at is why he has been so successful. The Republican Party does not want to appear politically correct. They do not want to be called racist to say that we should have borders and we should allow in the people that we want to allow in. And Trump is going out there and saying, we're going to build a wall. America first. We are going to do what it takes to make our people safe and to save our jobs for the American people. And that's resonating with people, Democrats, unaffiliated, and Republicans. They are coming to Trump's side because he is speaking the language that they've been yelling at the TV for years, and the Republican Party has simply abdicated their responsibility to protect this sovereign nation and under the guise of simple political correctness. And Trump isn't going to do that. And what you saw last night during that debate, he was not afraid to be politically incorrect and go after Hillary and say, you need to be in jail right now for the crimes that you committed. And if I get elected, I'm going to appoint a grand jury. God bless him.
You know, I heard them today screaming about that, saying, you know, no president has ever said he'd put his opponent in jail. I'm thinking, he didn't say he was putting his opponent in jail. What he was saying is you have a Secretary of State that broke the law. So he's going to have the Secretary of State. You know, this is what I'm saying, though. This came from our party, and I'm saying, what is wrong with you people? You don't know how to hit something head on, fight, and win it. We don't have a party anymore. You know, I started going down the road with you, and I don't know how you feel about this, but in watching Paul Ryan and his group, you know, I sit there and say to myself, I see Paul Ryan as the first wave, as the first person, as the first peg in a new progressive Republican Party, and I don't mean that in a good way. What's your thoughts on that?
it's so disappointing. But I mean, on the other hand, I don't want to throw him under the bus too much because he is in a very, as Speaker of the House, his job is to win back the House of Representatives. And so he's in a very precarious situation in the position he is in as Speaker of the House. And when he was running as Romney's running mate, he was a very sound conservative standard bearer for us. When he was in Congress, when he wasn't in leadership, when he wasn't running for vice president, he was making the strong statements on why we need to balance our budget. He was doing the hard work of doing the homework to figuring out how to balance our budget. So I don't want to give him a pass because certainly some of the stuff that he has said in the last 2 years has pissed me off. But I'm not going to throw him totally under the bus because as Speaker of the House, he's in a compromised position.
I hear you, but you know, even our people scream, you know, with the last budget that they passed, it doesn't seem like this group really pushes back on issues, really makes a big deal when they're being walked all over. And again, the proof for me is if they would look at the numbers in some of the states, if they look at the numbers, they should at least look at the numbers so they can give the senators and the congressmen some cover. So if there's a state where Trump is doing overwhelmingly good in, why wouldn't they support him? Why wouldn't they say, look, again, let's go back to the realities. We are, Americans are very forgiving. Let's go back saying, I do not agree with what he said. I'm not on board with the words they used. Those were terrible, disgusting words. But he has apologized. He's apologized more than Bill Clinton ever did, and Bill Clinton did it to more women. But he's come out and he's apologized.
Bill Clinton never apologized.
No.
Well, Hillary Clinton has never apologized.
No. So my point is that why do we not, we don't know how to spin anything as a party. It seems. Like, look, let me eat up a little bit of time here. Commercials. We should have commercials on consistently that show really what they want. We should have commercials on to say, America's a strong and loving nation. We love to help out people. And you have all these refugees that are being well taken care of in this country. Show them getting medical treatment and food and shelter. And then flip over to our vets, sleeping in boxes, sleeping in alleyways, and with a caption that says, except when it comes to our own. We can't even take care of those people that have fought for our freedom. Those are the kind of commercials we should have up there. Man, I'll tell you what, it would be putting it in their faces. They wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yep, yep. And Trump has been doing that. Trump has been shining the mirror in the Democrat space and in the Republican space. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I love it. It's so refreshing to see a candidate stand up there and have the gravitas that a wealthy, successful businessman like Trump has to be able to do up there, stand up there and be able to pull it off. I just wish he had the character of a leader that I would like to get behind and you know, say yeah. This is the Ronald Reagan that we've all been looking for.
Yeah, I look at that again, like you say, and I wish he needs to have support. I know what it's like to play alone. You know, I'm on a school board in a large area. I've got my convictions. I would love it if some of my school board members would be as loud as I am or as strong as I am on certain issues. It would make life easier. You know, being in the Senate, that sometimes you do feel like the lone guy or you're one of three people fighting, right?
Trust me. So, I am the lone guy most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and you're in Colorado. I constantly speak about Colorado and I talk about some of the problems that you're having since the marijuana law took effect there and how these other states who want to pass the same laws are not willing to put the safeguards in to keep from happening what's happening in your state with the excessive use of I, you know, people are moving there in droves, but not because of the environment. It's because of what they can get to store, right?
Well, they are moving here in droves because we have an incredible economy right now in Colorado, and certainly we are attracting some less savory potheads that want to just come here and live on the street and smoke pot. You know, I am torn on the marijuana issue because the voters of Colorado said they wanted it. And so I'm a strong 10th Amendment supporter and believe that if that's what the state voters want, they should have it. But it brings in all of the other terrible things that come along with that. Why would the cartel stay down on the border of Mexico when they can use Colorado as the hub for their distribution across the continent? And, you know, then, like I said, you have all your potheads that are deadbeats that are down on the main thoroughfare in downtown Denver, causing problems for the business owners down there. So it's a terrible situation.
And I didn't mean to disparage your state by any stretch of the imagination. It's a beautiful state. I just, you know, I mean, it's a haven for those who no longer want to go to jail even for 90 days for having pot illegally in their pocket. And look, if you need it for medical reasons, I want to be clear. I have no problem with that. I have a problem when somebody says that smoking pot is the only way to get it medicinally, because that's not true. You and I both know that. And the fact they're in California, medical marijuana, I don't even know why they want to pass a recreational marijuana bill. I can go down tonight, use a phony name or my real name, either one. I could see a doctor that's been working for about 90 days in the medical field. I can get a medical marijuana card, and conveniently, I can walk next door and get my dope order filled. That's what we're down to here. So it's somewhat of a joke. It's anyway, you get me on that for days.
But we digress.
All right. I know. You know what? I get off on these little tangents. It's like, but Trump needs support. Whether you want to support him or not, I'm telling people in our party, you've got to look at what Hillary represents. You've got to look at what Hillary's going to bring to the table. And it's not the lesser of the two.
Look at the corruption that is currently throughout our entire government right now. The fact that Hillary Clinton deleted 30,000 emails. The fact that she had a server in her own house that she ran confidential emails through. The fact that she has the Clinton Foundation where she is running money through that she gained while she was Secretary of State and was shaking down foreign businessmen and foreign countries. And we have an FBI director that is totally complicit in covering it up. And then you have a judicial department that is not indicting because she wants to have another job with the future Clinton.
I'm sorry to do this here. We are at the top of the hour. It's the StopHillaryPack.org. Stop Hillary. If you don't know how to spell Hillary, don't vote, okay? StopHillaryPack.org. Senator, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little while. Got a lot more about the debate and other things going on right after this.